Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
3 months ago, I noticed I had only $7 in my wallet, a five and two ones. That seemed uncomfortably low, so I made a trip to my bank's ATM machine to reload. I withdrew $100 from my savings, and suddenly my wallet was flush with cash. Here we are 3 months later, and I still have $87 of that original $100 left. Am I so frugal that in 3 months' time I've only spent $13? Hardly. The reality is that I've become a card-carrying member of America's cashless society. And I mean card-carrying member literally. I pay for nearly everything with a credit card or debit card. It was not always so. When I was much younger, I had a credit card in my wallet, but I seldom used it. That was back in the days when wallets were called billfolds. But I digress. My credit card was something I used only in an emergency or for a major purchase when I didn't have enough cash on me. Over time, my attitude changed. I would say that the pandemic provided the final push and convinced me to no longer carry a wad of legal tender or filthy lucre, as the health conscious often describe it. It's true. You don't know where that dollar bill has been. An added bonus of this gradual conversion was the opportunity to earn benefits by using the credit card. Benefits that included airline tickets and hotel stays. And along came a special bonus. At year's end, you could even get a small portion of your payments returned to you. The term cashback became part of the deal. It's clear that my diminished use of cash hardly makes me unique. As we move about in modern society, cash is not king anymore. The best example I can cite is a recent trip I took to Cleveland to watch a Major League Baseball game. Progressive Field, home of the Guardians, has gone cashless. Want to pay for that hot dog with a $5 bill? Forget it. Put the five away and reach for the plastic. Nor did I have to stop at a toll plaza on the turnpike, having invested in advance in an easy pass that allowed me to cruise on through. No fumbling for the ticket or a couple of dollar bills, or worse, coins from the cup holder. This transformation to credit only is not yet universal. The state of Massachusetts, in fact, forbids it. Under Massachusetts law, no businesses in a state can discriminate against a cash buyer by requiring the use of credit. It was the only U.S. state to have such a law until 2019, when New Jersey and Rhode Island passed similar legislation. The cities of Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. have done the same. Overseas, an entire nation, Sweden, has moved toward a cashless society. Over the last 2 decades, the amount of cash in circulation in Sweden has declined dramatically as the concept of cash-free banking and cash-free bill paying expanded. Eventually, many branches closed, replaced by machines that handled both deposits and withdrawals. I wonder if such a system is coming to America. In the meantime, I imagine it's going to take a long time to blow through the remaining $87 in my wallet. There are only so many places left to spend it.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.